for both LeBron and Kyrie in the back, Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio. The slow start, guys, was it the layoff, the new lineup, combination of both, or was it something the Bulls did you guys?
I mean, for us, you know, we had a bad start, obviously, you know, and we can't afford to do that in game two in order to you know, even the series up. And, you know, it could have been just us being out of rhythm, you know, for 8 days. It could have been what the Bulls were doing. It was a little bit of everything and a combination of everything. And, you know, they got off to a fast start.
You know, I think he said it best. They got off to a fast start. Dunleavy, 5 for 5 in the first half. Just getting open looks, and the pace was a lot quicker than ours. And I think we were down 16-2 at one point. But we didn't panic, which we hang our hats on. And, you know, we kept fighting. But that first quarter going forward just can't happen again.
Chris Haynes, Cleveland.com. This question for either one of you guys. The pick and pop, Paul Gasol, Derrick Rose. Can you get the guys talk about what happened right there or during that time frame of, and what you guys need to improve on moving forward on that type of situation?
Well, I mean, for me, a game one is always a fill-out game. And obviously, you know, they were exploiting us with our coverage. You know, that was the coverage we were in. They exploited us. We would get better with it. We'll come in tomorrow, we'll watch film, and we'll see ways we could take that away or, you know, you make it a little bit more challenging. Obviously, Powell's a great mid-range shooter that we found on tonight, and he made us pay. So, you know, we have to go back to the drawing board and see ways that we can be better, you know, with that particular play when Powell is, you know, is popping to the elbow and making those shots.
Chris Parker, Cleveland Scene. You guys played a lot in the second half. You had to fight back from a big deficit. Were you guys a little tired in the second half with the short bench that you guys had?
I mean, we don't want to make any excuses for fatigue, anything like that. We just have to be better with the ball, including myself, and take responsibility for making the right plays going down the stretch. I feel like, especially in the fourth quarter, there were some tough shots, some tough possessions. For myself, that, you know, looking on film, I'll probably be disappointed in, just because I know that we could have got a better shot. You know, just rushing, wanting to take the lead so bad. You know, it's just the energy thing, and just for myself, I got to be better with that, especially going into the fourth quarter. And me and him are playing pick and roll. I just have to make better decisions.
David Greneman, ESPN.com. LeBron's for you. You mentioned the kind of conceding that aspect of the defense to Powell, have to make adjustments. But there was a point in the game where you switched on to Powell, and I know you started on Noah and we saw you on Rose. How much were your defensive assignments preordained, and how much was it responding to Chicago's runs?
I figure at some point I'm probably going to see myself on a lot of those guys. I think I probably guarded everybody tonight on their team that came into the game. Besides Aaron Brooks, I don't think I got switched off on Aaron Brooks any, but besides that, I played all those guys. And, you know, it's the versatility that I have to try to help this team. You know, we all just have to be better. You know, I have to be better. I wasn't that good tonight. You know, so I have to be much better. And you know, this game is something we can learn from, which we will, and come back with a better, you know, game plan in game two.
Ethan Skolnick, Turner Sports Bleacher Report. LeBron, you've talked about how this is a more diverse team than you've seen from the Bulls in the playoffs previously. They hadn't started this lineup against you guys before this season, before tonight. Do you feel you have a good feel for what they like to do yet? Or again, as you said, is it more of a feeling out process as you go into this series?
Well, I think we do. But I think the film will show a lot more tomorrow. You know, when we're able to watch the film and kind of break it down and see what they like to get to, you know, ways we can do better, you know, with their pick and rolls, you know, with their, you know, their pin downs for Dunleavy, you know, with some of the isolations for Jimmy. And also for us offensively, too, you know, ways we can try to do better offensively, you know, against their defense, which is always going to be a Tom Thibodeau team is always going to be good defensively. So, you know, we know moving the ball and sharing the ball and attacking, you know, not on the strong side, but on the weak side will always help us. So, you know, for myself, you know, 6 turnovers, you guys know how I am about the turnovers. And I think, you know, 3 of them was, you know, not attack turnovers. And I could be okay with the other 3, but some of them was just, you know, to jump in the air and try to find Kai. And, you know, it's a rule. You don't jump and pass. And, you know, that's something that I can't do. But we will watch the film. You know, I think our coaching staff will break it down a lot tonight and tomorrow before we get there, and then we'll go at it as a unit.
Kenny Rota, WHBC. LeBron, you've been in this situation before, down 1-0 in a series. It's a seven-game series. What's the message to Kyrie and Tristan and guys who haven't been in this situation before?
Well, I mean, you know, for one, we focus on the next game. You know, we focus on tomorrow first. Focus on tomorrow, and we're going to watch the film, and we're going to see ways we can get better, you know, and things that we got to do, you know, to be, you know, better and try to win that game two, you know, and, you know, that's our only concern. It's not, you don't worry about seven games because, you worry about seven games, you might not even get there, you know. So, excuse me, you worry about game two, and you come in better. You be much better than we were tonight.
Joe Varden, Cleveland.com. LeBron, you were pretty guarded this past week about what to expect from you guys tonight, given the situation you were in. But now that it's over, did you fare? How do you think the team kind of played? I mean, I know you lost, but you know, how do you feel that it went? How do you feel about where you sit now? You know, down 1-0.
Well, I think as a rhythm, it was off. For a lot of obvious reasons, we had 8 days off. Two of our key guys are out, you know, one coming back in game three, but one out for the rest of the season. So, you know, that hurt us right now. You know, I think offensively we will be much better going into game two. You know, it's a lot of things that I need to see on the film before I can answer a lot of questions, but I just think offensively we were a little we played the game too fast, you know, throughout the game. We didn't turn the ball over. I had over – 2/3 of the turnovers myself. We didn't turn the ball over, and that's a good thing. You know, you never want to turn the ball over against a defense like this. But I think we played a little bit too fast, you know, offensively, and it kind of hurt us a little bit.
Chris Haynes, Cleveland.com. Kai, I believe you started the game 1-for-7, and then you finally got to the free throw line, got it going. What was it about that moment? How were you able to get off and finally find your rhythm?
Just doing whatever it takes to win. Obviously, you don't want to start off 1-for-7, but honestly, in my short 4-year career, I've had worse shooting nights, especially in the first or second quarter. So, it's a playoff game, and you know, I know Bron's looking to me to be aggressive always, and my teammates especially are looking for me to be aggressive and just try to get to the free throw line as much as possible and try to make the right plays. You know, first quarter, you know, some passes, some shots in and out. But I'll just continue to be aggressive. And obviously, it's just the law of averages. Just going to continue to play my game and do whatever is needed for our team.